I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Lebanon stepped to the edge of the cliff this past week and then stepped back. Fighters from Hezbollah attacked strongholds of the ruling coalition. More than 60 people died in the clashes. The army has now moved into the battle zones in an effort to keep the peace, but many Lebanese worry that the fighting will resume. The World's Aaron Schachter found this report from the northern city of Tripoli.
Lebanese army troops roll through the Tabane neighborhood in armored personnel carriers. Fighting here between Sunni supporters of the governing coalition and supporters of the Shia-led opposition ended this morning. About a dozen people were killed in Tripoli, mostly Shia. But the Sunnis are smarting from their military losses elsewhere in the country. We ask a group of young men whether the future movement of ruling party leader Saad Hariri should continue on the path of politics or build up its weaponry. Their response is unanimous. Fight to the end, they say. Fight to the end, fight to the end. The Sunnis and their allies are armed, but their weaponry pales in comparison with the stockpiles of the Shia Hezbollah movement. Saad Hariri told a news conference today that Hezbollah is trying to take advantage of its recent military gains. Hariri said Hezbollah is demanding that the ruling coalition surrender, that it raise the white flag over Beirut. Hariri said he'll never surrender, but he won't take up arms against Hezbollah either. Hariri's largely Sunni constituency might want to hear tougher talk, given the recent fighting and the disproportionate loss of Sunni lives.
Definitely, people are humiliated.
Mustafa Alush is a Sunni leader of Hariri's future movement in Tripoli. Alush says the Hariri family has emphasized building a civil society instead of a militia. He says Sunnis in the street want their leaders to fight back.
What we fear now is that because the future movement, who represents essentially the majority of the Sunnis, did not respond militarily to stop the invasion of Hezbollah, the more fanatic and more extremist groups in the Sunni region will gain real ground in the area.
Lebanon may not be able to stop those extremist groups by itself. It would probably need strong backing from the Arab world and the United States. Representatives of the Arab League are expected to arrive in Beirut tomorrow morning. And as for the U.S., the Bush administration has pledged support for Lebanon's beleaguered government. It's chastised Iran and Syria, and it has sent the destroyer USS Cole back to the region. But some members of the ruling coalition believe the current situation is manageable. Naila Moawad says the future movement may look weak to Sunnis on the street, but is actually stronger for not having responded in kind to Hezbollah's attacks.
Thanks God we did not reply back, because it would have been a civil war. I think today you can rectify that, okay, the resistance has been wonderful, but come, let's talk all together, and your only guarantee is a strong Lebanese state.
Opposition leaders, including some with Hezbollah, have expressed similar sentiments. Everybody, it seems, wants to talk. The problem is all the exhortations for dialogue come with preconditions. The other side refuses to meet. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter in Tripoli, Lebanon.